Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Ches. The end of the 7th Perek, Arba Misos, and the beginning of the 8th Perek, Ben Sor Umora. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, when Rabbi Eliezer fell ill, Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues came to visit him and sat four amos away because Rabbi Eliezer had been excommunicated in the incident of the Tanur Shel Achnai. He asked why they came and they responded to learn Torah. He asked why they had not come until now and they replied they didn't have a chance. He said, Tameani im yamusu misas atzman, I would be astonished if they, the sages, would die their own death. Rabbi Akiva asked about himself, and Rabbi Eliezer said his death would be worse than theirs. Rabbi Eliezer placed his arms on his heart and said, Oy lechem shtei zroisai, woe to you, my two arms, shehen kashtei sifrei Torah sheniglon, which are like two Torah scrolls, which are being rolled up, meaning my Torah will be inaccessible after my passing. Harbei Torah lamadati, I learned much Torah, but did not decrease the difference between my teacher's knowledge and mine even as much as a dog lapping from the sea. Harbei Torah lamadati, I taught much Torah, and my students only decreased the difference between their knowledge and mine as much as an applicator in a tube of eye makeup. He described some of the Torah he had yet to teach. Point number two, the sages asked Rabbi Eliezer two questions regarding the laws of Tumah to see if he had retracted from his disputes with the Chachamim in those cases. He repeated his original positions, and after his second reply, it is Tahor, Yatsa Nishmas B'Tahara, his soul went up in purity. Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet and declared, Hutar Neder, Hutar Neder, the vow of Nidui is annulled, the vow is annulled. After Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva met the funeral procession going from Kesari to Lod and was striking his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground. Tosos explains that this did not transgress, making a Aser LeNefesh, a cut for the dead, because Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah knowledge which was lost, not Rabbi Eliezer's soul. Rabbi Akiva opened his hesped for Rabbi Eliezer in the funeral line, saying, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, my father, chariot of Yisrael and its horsemen. Harbe Maoz Yeshu, I have much money, but I have no money changer to present it to, meaning I have many questions, but no one to ask. And point number three, the 8th parak begins with the law of Ben Sor Umora, a wayward and rebellious son, which applies to a boy for a short time after he reaches adulthood. The word Ben excludes a daughter and Ish, a man, meaning a more developed adult. A katan is exempt from this law, shelo balichol mitzvos, because he has not yet entered the category of mitzvos. The Gemara asks for a source that a katan is exempt and objects that our Mishnah gave the reason before. And moreover, where is a katan ever punished that a source is necessary to exempt him here? The Gemara explains, Atu ben sor moro acheto neharag? Is a ben sor moro killed for his sin, thus excluding a katan? Hashem Sofo Neherag, he's killed because of his eventual actions, meaning he will ultimately come to murder and can apply even to a katan. Furthermore, the Mishnah's drasha, a ben, excluding a man, should include even a katan. Rav answers that the words li'ish ben in the pasuk are read together to teach ben hasamach l'grasso shel ish, a son who is close to a man's strength, meaning just after reaching adulthood. So once again, the three points are number one, Rabbi Eliezer fell ill. Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues came to visit him and sat Dalad Amos away because Rabbi Eliezer had been excommunicated in the incident of Tanur Shel Achnai. He asked why they came and they responded to learn Torah. He asked why they had not come until now, and they replied they didn't have a chance. He said, Tameani im yamusu misas atzman, I would be astonished if they, the sages, would die their own death. Rabbi Akiva asked about himself, and Rabbi Eliezer said his death would be worse than theirs. Rabbi Eliezer placed his arms on his heart and said, Oy lechem shtei zroisai, woe to you, my two arms, shehen kashtei sifrei Torah sheniglon, which are like two Torah scrolls, which are being rolled up, meaning my Torah will be inaccessible after my passing. Harbei Torah lamadati, I learned much Torah, but did not decrease the difference between my teacher's knowledge and mine even as much as a dog lapping from the sea. Harbei Torah lamadati, I taught much Torah, and my students only decreased the difference between their knowledge and mine as much as an applicator in a tube of eye makeup. He described some of the Torah he had yet to teach. Point number two, the sages asked Rabbi Eliezer two questions regarding the laws of Tumah to see if he had retracted from his disputes with the Chachamim in those cases. He repeated his original positions, and after his second reply, it is Tahor, Yatsa Nishmas B'Tahara, his soul went up in purity. Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet and declared, Hutar Neder, Hutar Neder, the vow of Nidui is annulled, the vow is annulled. After Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva met the funeral procession going from Kesari to Lod and was striking his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground. Tosos explains that this did not transgress, making a Aser LeNefesh, a cut for the dead, because Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah knowledge which was lost, not Rabbi Eliezer's soul. Rabbi Akiva opened his hesped for Rabbi Eliezer in the funeral line, saying, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, my father, chariot of Yisrael and its horsemen. Harbe mouse yeshi. I have much money. The English shulchani lo hartzosam, but I have no money changer to present it to. Meaning, I have many questions, but no one to ask. And point number three, the eighth parak begins with the law of Ben Sora Umora, a wayward and rebellious son, which applies to a boy for a short time after he reaches adulthood. The word Ben excludes a daughter and Ish, a man, meaning a more developed adult. A katan is exempt from this law, shelo bal chol mitzvos, because he has not yet entered the category of mitzvos. The Gemara asks for a source that a katan is exempt and objects that our Mishnah gave the reason before. And moreover, where is a katan ever punished that a source is necessary to exempt him here? The Gemara explains, Atu ben sor moro acheto neharag? Is a ben sor moro killed for his sin, thus excluding a katan? Hashem sofo neharag? He's killed because of his eventual actions, meaning he will ultimately come to murder and can apply even to a katan. Furthermore, the Mishnah's drasha, a ben, excluding a man, should include even a katan. Rav answers that the words li'ish ben in the pasuk are read together to teach ben hasamach u'grasso shel ish, a son who is close to a man's strength, meaning just after reaching adulthood. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samaches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Shywitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is schach. Schach, so here goes. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled up Sifrei Torah, mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground and didn't notice the little kid in the shade of the schach eating meat and drinking wine with money that he stole from his parents, who was too young to become a ben soru mora. Once again, slow motion. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed. Schach? That must be more tough. Samaches. The rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how the sages came to visit Rabbi Eliezer on his deathbed. Rabbi Eliezer placed his arms on his heart and said, Oy lechem shtei zoroisai, woe to you, my two arms, shehen kishtei Sifrei Torah sheniglalin, which are like two Torah scrolls which are being rolled up, meaning my Torah will be inaccessible after my passing. So the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, which reminds us after Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Eliezer's funeral procession going from Kisari to Lod and was striking his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground. Tosos explains, this did not transgress making a seret lenefesh, a cut for the dead, because Rabbi Akiva was mourning the Torah knowledge loss, not Rabbi Eliezer's soul. Rabbi Akiva opened his hesped for Rabbi Eliezer in the funeral line, saying, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, my father, chariot of Yisrael and its horsemen, Harbe Maus Yeshli, I have much money, Ve'enli Shulchani Hartzosan, but I have no money changer to present it to, meaning I have many questions, but no one to ask. So the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, and didn't notice the little kid in the shade of the schach eating meat and drinking wine with money that he stole from his parents, who was too young to become a ben sor mora, which reminds us a katan cannot become a ben sor mora. Rav explains that the words li'ish ben in the pasuk are read together to teach ben hasamach u'grasso shel ish, a son who is close to a man's strength, meaning just after reaching adulthood. So once again, the rabbis gathered around the great sage's schach-covered canopy bed, whose two arms resembled rolled-up Sifrei Torah, mourned his passing as one rabbi struck his flesh until his blood flowed to the ground, and didn't notice the little kid in the shade of the schach eating meat and drinking wine with money that he stole from his parents, who was too young to become a ben sora mora. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Samach Dalet is sewed a secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. A group of secret agents, that must be more daf, Samach Dalet, sewed. As a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitz Ahara for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the Anshei Knesset Gadol got rid of the Eitz Ahara for Avodah Zorah, but came to realize that doing the same for the Eitz Ahara for Arias wasn't viable. So as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitz Ahara for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zorah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't chayv, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph listed Avodah Zorah and Moloch separately as sins subject to skila. Rabbi Avin infers that this Tana holds Moloch love Avodah Zorah. Moloch is not a form of idolatry. Therefore, if one serves Moloch with a standard act of idolatry, such as sacrificing an offering, he's not liable in contrast to any Avodah Zorah. And if he offers his child, meaning as a service of Moloch, to another idol, he's not chayiv. So, as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moch was not considered an Avodah Zarah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't Chayev, and learned how it was done when he saw another father leaping over a fire pit with his child, as if it was Purim, which reminds us, the more discussed the description of the Moch service, Rav Yehuda said, he's not Chayev unless he passes a child through in the standard way of passing through. Abai explains that the standard manner is a column of bricks in the center with fire on either side, and the child is passed over the bricks without burning him. Rava says it's like the leaping of Purim. The person carrying the child leaps over a fire pit, similar to a practice done by children on Purim. Abraisa supports Rava's position. Daf Samech Hei, so the Siman Daf Samech Hei is Seh, sheep, and we often use a shepherd for the Siman. So here goes. The shepherd, shepherd, that must be more on Daf Samech Hei, Seh, sheep. The shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, which reminds us, the more it discusses if there is a carbon for Yedoni according to Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa. The Gemara distinguishes between a Magadif, where at least there's the moving of the lips, whereas by Yedoni, it's only the bone speaking. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Odazor Beshogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, which reminds us, Abraisa states that a carbon for Avodazor requires a Maisa, and gives Hishtachava, bowing down as an example. Rish Lakish says this falls Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa, but requires a minor action, as Rish Lakish said before, but bowing would not obligate a carbon according to the Rabbanan. Rav Yochanan disagrees that bending one's height is considered an action even according to the Rabbanan. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Odazor Beshogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, woke up the starving man sleeping in a cemetery who was trying to get a Ruach Tuma to rest upon him. Which reminds us, a Braisa defines a Dorish El Hamesim, one who seeks out the dead, as one who starves himself and sleeps in the cemetery, so a Ruach Tuma, a spirit of impurity, rests upon him. When Rabbi Akiva would reach this pasuk, he would cry that if one can succeed in bringing a ruach tuma to himself through starving himself, hamariv atzma kadei shetishra lav ruach tahara, then one who starves himself so that a spirit of tahara rests upon him, all the more so should succeed. Avol ma'aseh, what shall I do that our sins have caused our failure? Daf samach vav. So the simmer daf samach vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the simmon. So here goes. The tailor, that must be more on daf samach vav. So. The tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azhara for cursing a parent and whether it can be learned out from the explicit prohibitions not to curse a judge, a nasi, or a cheresh. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara had his katana marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, which reminds us there's machlokes of adultery with a katana marasa is subject to skila. Rav says this mishnah reflects the review of Rabbi Meir, who holds skila only applies to adultery with a nara, but the chamim say about the phrase nara marasa that afil katana b'mashma, even a minor is implied, and only a bogeris, the stage after narus, is excluded. Rav Achim Adifti asks Ravina that perhaps the Mishnah only means to exclude a Bogeris and reflects Rabban's view. Ravina responded that if so, the Mishnah would have said one is only liable al Na'ara for relations with a Na'ara, since it states one is not liable aj tehe Na'ara, which means until she is a Na'ara, it means to also exclude a Katana. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents, since he couldn't find the Azhara had his Katana Marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, while her adulterer got chenek outside with a long white scarf he had sewn, which reminds us, the more discusses if an adulterer with a katana receives chenek or is exempt, according to Rabbi Meir. Daf Samach Zayin, so the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue. Sizzling barbecue? That must be around Daf Samach Zayin. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, which reminds us, the Gemara brings all the exceptions to the law when it comes to a Macy's, including that one can hide witnesses in order to entrap him. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's. Saw Makshefer trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet, being told, Einod Milvado, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether a Kishuv can go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, and brings the incident where a woman once attempted to take dust from under Rabbi Chanina's feet to perform sorcery against him. He told her, if you're successful, go and do your sorcery. The Torah says, Einod Milvado, and you cannot harm me if Hashem desires me. If you do harm me, it's from him, and I accept it. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's. Saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet, being told, Einod Milvado, and her husband, the sorcerer, who is failing to produce lice magically, to ruin the salad, unaware of the giant frog coming down the path. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the Chartumim's inability to duplicate Kinim, and what exactly happened with the single Tzfardea in Mitzrayim. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know that an Ovid Avodah Zorah is only chayav for one chatas for multiple services? That's on Daf Samech Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss Rabbi Kiva's reaction to Rabbi Eliezer's passing? That's on Daf Samech Ches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss why the powers of sorcery are called Kishuv and whether they can go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will? That's on Daf Samech Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss the description of the Moloch service? That's on Daf Samech Dal. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss whether the adulterer of a Katana Marasa gets Chenek? That's on Daf Samech Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss rabbis visiting Rabbi Eliezer before his passing and what he said to them? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss of Hishtachava? Bowing qualifies as a Maisa according to the Rabbanan. That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss mentioning or causing mention of names of Avodah Zorah? That's on Daf Samech Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn a Katan cannot become a Ben Sora Umora? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 10. Which of them that Jews only worshipped Avodah Zorah to permit a rise to themselves publicly? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.